Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Oh, so happy to be here with all of you. Yes, I am. Welcome. I'm Deborah Lee. This is the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yes, I want to first welcome our Block Talkers. Yeah, glad to have you with us. Many of you listen from around the world, and we love it. Also, I want to thank our Facebookers. You are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, and you are tuning us in, watching the
live broadcast of the
Live
Doctor
streaming
show
on the page.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know. Just went cuckoo for a minute.
Cuckoo.
And, of course, I have to always thank my illustrious co-host here, none other than Jimbo Baggins, who is here to help finish my sentences and also to be your host on Facebook during the live broadcast. So I want to remind everyone, this show uses only ordinary playing cards for readings, not tarot, not oracle, not any of the other amazing systems that are out there. I've only studied this one for all these many years and not have allowed anything else to drift in to personal prophecy ever since my grandmother gave me the fundamentals. I did, of course, take those fundamentals and used, oh my gosh, it was a lot of years that I advanced them and then wrote the book, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, which was published by John Hunt Publishing of O Books in 2008 in London, England. So if you're interested in the book, you should know that I think it's at every kind of online bookseller out there, which I think is the not just the wave of the future, but the wave of today. I can't remember the last time I've been in a bookstore. Can you, Jim?
Mm-mm. No.
No. It's funny though. Brick and mortar buildings still exist, but I suppose for college crowd and kids and
to wander in to Walden Books and Miller Mall all the time just to kill time at the mall. The parents were doing shopping and stuff.
Also remember that I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of your readings when you call in, or if we are taking call, like written messages from Facebook. Normally, if you meet with me for a session, we're going to lay the cards down repeatedly. But due to time constraint, we're just going to be able to lay them out once to respond to your one or two questions. And I'm now going to turn it over to Mr. Jimbo, who's going to tell you how to have an excellent phone call with us.
Sure, absolutely, but we must start out with the fact that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. So remember that when you have your reading, especially you new folks that are first here. Also, if you're an international caller or a Facebook Live viewer, let us know, and we'll give you a live international shout-out, like Cho in the UK.
Cho has
joined us this evening.
Hmm? He's with us.
Yeah, so Cho has joined us this evening.
Yes. It doesn't mean they are any more special than the rest of you. The only difference is that we want to give them a personal salute is that it's very late usually where they are. You know, for us it's 7 p.m., 7:05 Eastern time. For them, it's right after, just after
it's
midnight.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah. So.
All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in and get your reading. When you, Cindy is from Canada.
Cindy, glad to have you.
Oh, Canada. All right. Anyway, I gave you that number. You can call in or Skype in. Don't forget that. You can Skype in. It's an option for your international folks. We had one of the shows, I think it was on News for the Soul a few months ago. The guy Skyped in from Australia, remember?
Yeah, well, yes.
Mm-hmm. It was a few months, like 6 months ago.
I do also have some clients that are in places like Beijing, Romania, Japan, etc. They are Skypers.
Well, yeah, that's one way to do it. It's Skype, if you're domestic, Skype is like pennies. If it's international, I would imagine it's not pennies, but it's probably still pretty cheap.
No, I do notice that I'm getting messages on the Facebook page that you all are on right now. I'm getting messages from, do we call them Facebook or Meta? From the powers that be can now incorporate WhatsApp. So I will be getting that set up very soon.
For
them they'll be able to use that as an alternative calling method.
Blog Talk has to have it set up.
Well,
Facebook doesn't matter.
Just what?
Facebook doesn't matter for that.
Well, that can be our alternative instead of using the the portal, which is so sketchy. So we'll see how that goes.
And Mike from Manchester, United Kingdom, has also arrived.
All right, time to get the party started.
All right, let's get back to phone calls. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message telling you, basically, you can listen to the show while you wait. And when you hear the show while you're waiting, everything is working great. If you hear nothing, something is gone.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Right, very wrong.
So just hang up and call in again. Let's see here. Oh, yes. So event you'll be wait. But eventually we're going to take you and you will go live. And when you go live, please do the following things. Please do these things if you legally and safely can. Immediately get off your speakerphone and disconnect that Bluetooth device. Wipe out all your background sounds that you definitely don't need. If they need to be on, get away from them. You know, some loud machinery or something. I don't know what's going on in your house. Somebody's out there jackhammering concrete. Get away. Also, stop your multitasking. If you're doing dishes or if you're trying to teach yourself how to juggle bowling balls, please take a break from that for our call's sake. Perfect scenario is you can go to a quiet, comfortable, happy place in your house that has great cell phone reception, and it's like a library. And it's not that we're fuss budgets. It's that your call goes through the cell phone world, which that is what it is in itself. You call it into a Blog Talk's website. That gets transmitted. We pick up on it through our computers and out our computer speakers, and there is always some level of quality loss, and it varies.
When he talks techie.
That was very technical, you know. Anyway, and sometimes people, like I said, legally and safe, they can't, and they do call speakerphone and everything goes fine, but other times it's a big problem. So that's why we say, if you can do all the things I said, do them. Please do so. Just for a call, you can go back to your Bluetooth and speakerphones once we are done. When we're done with the reading, we just put you back in mute. We don't hang up on you. So some people like to continue to listen to the show. So then you can go back on your speakerphones and Bluetooth and you start juggling bowling balls again or whatever the hell you want to do once your reading's done. And when your reading is done with Deborah, that sound of heart is a transition, because we will be doing tonight, we shall be doing healing angel cards. I have a box right here in front of me. So when you hear the harps, that means your free reading with Deborah has concluded. It doesn't mean that you're close to the finish line. No, that line's gone. All right, we got to move on. I'm going to give you a nice healing angel card, one single card draw, read it to you, and then we're going to say bye-bye to you. We're going to put you back on mute. We do not hang up on you. That's your call. And then we're going to go to the next caller. All right. If we see a lot of people going me and stuff in the Facebook Live, I'm watching the Facebook Live viewers. You can chat while you view. If people really want, they can't call in. A lot of reasons internationally can't call in. If they really, really want a reading and they're ready to type me their question, I will try to get some breaks in for that for you international folks. But I'll let you know when. Don't type your question now. I think I'm not going to file that away. I'm not a bank.
And it kind of goes away.
It does. It goes up high. And then at a certain point when there's a lot of chatter, it does go away. I can't recover it. I can't do that. I don't get paid enough. I don't get paid enough to do all that stuff, copy, paste, and do all this other crappy stuff. So it is what it is, okay? Okay. Caller.
Wait. You had something about pints not falling on the floor. I'll remind you in a minute. First of all, I want to thank all of you.
We'll talk about that middle of the show.
Okay, for your very, very nice messages urging me to get better. I come from a long line of folks from Eastern and Western Europe. And we have, it's like we have the immune system of, I don't know what.
Fly?
Well, we get really, really under the weather for like 3 days and then boom, which is what happened today. I didn't feel well really most of the day. And then all of a sudden, I'm better. So I wanted to let you know, thank you. It was very nice of you.
We'll see, though. You may not be as well as you think you are.
Well, I don't have COVID.
You might be riding high in one of those I feel good right now bursts.
I did get a COVID test. It's not COVID. So.
All right. You know, sometimes you get a little burst. It doesn't feel great, and then all of a sudden, feel
it's
like
a
later,
relapse.
You're sleeping like a... No, you're just not fully better. You just are feeling better, and you get excited, and I want to run a marathon. So we'll see.
Right now, I feel like I could go out on the town and go dancing.
So if she falls over and passes out, don't worry. It just means that she thought wasn't as good as she thought she was.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
I'll just throw her a blanket. We got a lot of dog blankets around here. They're sort of clean. A lot of dog slobber, but, you know, we'll keep her warm.
He is such a gentleman, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes, I am. All right. Now we're going to go to area code 203, which is Connecticut 203. You're the first caller.
All righty. Come on aboard. Hello there. Is this Pat?
Hi. Yes. Deborah, I'm glad you're better. You look much better.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I feel a lot better.
You said she had a day from hell. Tell us about it.
Yes. Tell us about your day.
I went to my car this morning, and another tire was totally, totally flat.
Mm.
I had to call AAA. They put on my spare. I took that tire back to Town Fair Tire. I called them, and they kind of said, well, sorry, I don't know what happened. And I ended up calling back again, and he said, just come on in. And I said, I'd like to make an appointment anyway. He said, just come in and I'll take care of you. So he ended up fixing that without a charge. There was a piece of metal in it that actually sliced it. It wasn't a puncture. It was a slice. And then the AAA guy that put on the spare for me put the lug nut on at an angle and stripped it.
Oh, cross-threaded
it. Exactly. So AAA couldn't get it off. They had to break it off. So I'm minus one lug nut. 45 minutes on the phone with AAA asking me questions as far as the damage, you know, if I end up having to pay to get that fixed. Ridiculous questions. Anyway, oh, God, I can just go on and on. So I think I probably shouldn't. Earlier, Deborah, I wanted to ask you about this guy named Kevin, the mechanic. I think I probably at this point should just go to the mechanic that is so expensive because they're good. I trust them. I try to avoid them because of expense. I drove by there and the guy said, yeah, you do need tires. The thing that's wrong with my car is I've got the front and right, the toe frozen or something, rusted and frozen, and then I don't have my notes with me. Then something else. I don't have it. Shoot, I do have it. Hang on, Jim. You'll know this when I tell you what it is. Anyway,
probably
I never got that.
Front end
they door. Told me that they told me a year ago they could not align my car until I had that fixed. I went to a mechanic, and the mechanic said, "Don't worry, you don't need it fixed. You're doing okay." Well, I guess I've messed up my tires, worn them out because the alignment was not fixed. I got to get tires. I have to. This mechanic that's expensive said, we'll get you tires. And when we're putting the tires on, we'll try to fix, you know, that stuff. What they have to do is put a torch on it and hopefully melt it off. It's a chamber or something. If they can't get it off with a torch, then they've got to replace it. Does that sound right, Jim? Chamber?
Nope. Never. I don't know anything about a chamber, so I think you'd probably got some terminology stuff, that's all. Yeah, because I know if you're talking front end stuff, you got typically ball joints or you got struts, sometimes a combination thereof, and you have different tie rod ends and control arms that come into play, upper and lower control arms, and all. And it depends on the vehicle.
Too. Right.
I'd have to see
right.
stuff.
Right. So anyway, so
front end stuff is messy and expensive. It's horrible.
It's what?
I said front end. You, as you're finding out, front end work can be very messy and expensive. It's labor intensive. The parts themselves aren't that much. It's labor intensive because that stuff has been underneath the car since the beginning of time, and it doesn't want to come off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed that they can torch it off and not replace the part. Anyway, Deborah, I'm just beside myself. It's just, you know, next week I've got a $2,000 bill coming in for a new dental thing. I don't even know if it's safe to drive up there an hour away. It's just, oh, God. It's just... Yeah. Chance of saying hello.
High five, my four-legged brother.
Yeah.
High five.
Well, Pat, I will take a look for you and see what we come up with, okay?
Yeah, I mean, where do you want to go with your question?
Another friend that's helped me and convinced me to go to this expensive repair place, because he said you can count on him. He's going to help me buy tires. He said that, you know, he'll find a sale, put it on his charge, and then I can pay him back. So I think we'll get tires fairly soon. And then fingers crossed that they're going to be able to torch those things off. I don't know what to ask you, Deborah. I'm just beside myself. I just miss money.
Yeah.
We all know that have had vehicles like that. Yeah, it's labor intensive. You're paying a lot of that bill. I mean, the parts are parts. They do cost money, but a lot of that is labor because there's a lot of...
Sure there is. And it's very hard to be in your position, which we understand completely, and be able to think logically about this. It's as if you are keeping an older car alive, right? Where the newer ones come with all of these bells and whistles that require very, if any, maintenance.
The world sucks.
Yeah. So it's a shame, though, that your car wouldn't have qualified for, like, Car Shield, something like that, where it would have.
You can't buy it after the fact.
Yeah, you can put it on an older car, but they have to take a look.
Once he has problems, it's too late.
It takes 30 days for that to go into effect.
Well, and they're going to.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. I was really foolish. I have what a car? I have a Chevy.
It's a Cruze.
Not much of a car, but it's all somebody like me who, you know, would basically be from home to office. That's all I would need. Nothing had ever been wrong with this car. It had so low miles. It came from my daughter-in-law. And I kept saying, because, see, my intuition was kicking in, saying, I need to put that warranty plan on here. And I had every intention to do so. Then my son drove it. And we have tunnels here because we're, you know, like several different communities put together. And wasn't he in the tunnel? And what happened?
No, the coolant leaked out and the engine started overheating and... By the time I was able to pull off, it was too late. It overheated.
Yeah, and if I'd have had that warranty on it, it would have been effortlessly handled.
But you know, that's hindsight. You can't.
So
you can't
right,
get the,
it
you
is.
Can't get the,
but
you,
for
you,
you Pat,
the,
you've got to plan, because I do see there will be on and off continually something.
Yes, that's the problem with the car.
Yeah.
I know a lot of us say, and I'm not going to preach or anything, and we're just going to let this go. I can't afford it. I got to keep fixing the car. But if you look at your checkbook and look in the past 24 months, sometimes all the money you spent on repairs, it's a lot of money. You could have got yourself going on a new vehicle. Not a brand new vehicle. You got on a better vehicle.
You know, this is bumming me out. I was putting $100 or $200 away a month until this guy blew my engine.
Oh,
I've been so devastated ever since. I've not been able to put anything away. I have no money for a new used car. There's no way I could get a new car. I just...
Well, one thing I want to tell you, I don't know how it works in Connecticut. One of my sons has worked for a dealership here for a few years now, and they get a lot of people in, like, in your condition and what with a car. And what they do is they take it to as much of a rock bottom that you don't need a down payment. You don't, you know, they find a way.
I can't afford it. Deborah, I've got a loan right now for my teeth. They're taking $200 out of my paycheck a month. Because of that, I'm in.
I don't have, all I can say is try to be, you know, in a more positive frame of mind by recognizing these things are definitely going to come up and happen. Now, I feel that if you can figure out a way around this particular situation, that'll be great. That'll be great right here. But then plan for the next one, as much as that may go against the law of attraction. I think that's better to be prepared and try to plan.
I get less than 1,000 Social Security every month. That's what I live on. Now they're taking $200 out a month to pay for my dental bill. I am so strapped. There's no way I can plan ahead for anything. I'm terrified, and
I feel so alone.
Yeah.
And Pat, I wish I can't pull rabbits out of a hat here.
Do you have to have a car?
Yeah. Do you have to?
Absolutely. Why?
I'm in another town 3 days a week taking care of dogs, or on the weekend dog sitting. The little money that I make on the side, I absolutely need a car.
And hon, what about your son? Can he help his mom out?
I don't know. You know, he knows my situation. Occasionally he gives me a couple of hundred. I don't know. You know, I can't ask him. He's strapped too, you know.
We had a lady some time ago. She got so angry with me, she hung up the phone. We've never heard from her since. But she had a living situation that we were all, even people on Facebook, were trying to put out options for her, like to move into a dwelling where she could share with a roommate, you know, someone compatible. Or, you know what I mean, find ways to – a lot of our callers are in special programs. It depends on where you live.
I am in a special program. I'm in affordable housing. I pay only a third of the rent. I am so thorough with all of this stuff. I've done everything. There's nothing else I can do.
Jim, because I really – all I can say is – To prepare for it.
Yeah, and all, and
she
maybe
can't
she's
prepare.
One other thing I can throw out there before we go to her healing card is somebody mentioned it, and I remember this too back in the day. There are places like the Votech Institutes and high schools that do auto mechanic shop. They will to help their students learn how to do things. They will take people's cars in and for just the parts.
For the parts.
Basically, for the part, they will fix your car. They educate their students. Okay, here comes the car end. The front end's a disaster.
And they got an instructor.
And all you do is pay for the parts and the instructor and the students and all that stuff. That's something to explore. It could be a vocational, a Votech type of place, or a lot of high school auto mechanics.
You don't see good stuff in the cards, do you, Deborah?
I just feel that it's got to come from you, that nothing is going to fall out of the sky for you as much as I wish it would.
Yeah, she didn't see any, like... a lottery type things where this is going to work out.
I don't understand what you said, Deborah.
And some people go to GoFundMe, and they'll put up their situation, and all sorts of people will donate to their cause. I mean, I'm not really seeing where I just see here. Here's Pat right here.
She's looking at the car. Pat's on Facebook too. She's probably watching. So you can show
and
her.
You're looking right at the Nine of Hearts, telling us everything we need to know about a certain situation. And it's showing here that for you to be cautious, to try to squirrel away every little bit of money you can.
You're going to have to really do some creative thinking financially and maybe planning repair-wise.
Sure.
I mean, I know, back in my days when I was very happy to have pennies alone, I would put 4 used tires on a car to get me to the next month, knowing that they were going to wear out. 4 piece of crap used freaking tires on, and they're going to probably wear out in 2-3 months, but it is what it is.
I remember your friends laughing at you for that. But
it gets you to the next paycheck or whatever, and it's like, you know what? They're freaking $20 tires. They look like crap, but they have air in them. And they hold air, and they're going to get me to 2-3 months.
I can't do that. That's too dangerous. I can't do that. That's too dangerous.
Well, then I'm done.
Contact online Judge Mathis. Contact Judge Judy. Your judgment is within their capability to get it awarded to you, and the show will pay you. You can even bring Chance with you.
It's just going back to, that's right, the money that Jackwad still owes her for the engine thing.
Don't make him come.
Yeah, that would help you out a lot if that.
And Judge Judy will chew his ass for free up there. And Judge Mathis is a darling. He's in Detroit.
Yeah, it's just...
Deborah, I can't do this. I'm so exhausted. I'm going to go. I'm not going to drag this on. I'm sorry. I'm just really depressed.
Yes, welcome.
We do have a healing angel card for you, though, and they are healing angel cards, and prayer is the subject. No matter how difficult the situation may seem, all is possible. Ask. We are listening. So it's probably time to pray and ask the angels then, because what they're trying to say now.
Yes,
maybe you haven't already, so I'm whistling Dixie. But if not, maybe it is now time to actually...
Put it in their hands, hon.
It doesn't hurt to... You got nothing to lose, and faith is the biggest thing.
And I'll contact you later.
Yeah, I know it's horrible. Horrible. I've been down that road so far, and it's like, well, everybody says, get a new car. It's like, yeah, right, that's sure. I'll just pull it right out of my wallet, right? You know? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I think I know exactly where she's coming from. It's like, I might be able to fix it now, but I can't ever get a new car right now for the next 12 months or whatever.
I did a terrible thing a few years back when I was scammed. That truck belonged to my husband, who wanted it to be a gift to Jim. It was still in my name. I took a $15,000 loan out on it to give to that crook out there. And I'm paying it back. And I'm paying off the rest of the money, too. So I understand what it's like.
Yeah.
But I don't think Social Security is really designed for people to just live on. It's not.
It should be, but it isn't. You know, it should
be. That's all I have.
We're getting a big increase this month. Whoopee.
Yeah, that's another whole topic, the Social Security thing. That's crap. But, I mean, it's something. Yeah. It helps, but it's not enough.
It isn't. So,
and she knows that, you know that, and all the folks out there that are drawing us,
I can give you, Pat, is God wouldn't take you this far and just leave you.
Yeah, and like the angel, the healing angel said, pray, ask the angels, put it in their hands.
And I'll contact
you.
And hopefully, hopefully tomorrow will be a better day, even if it's just a little bit better, just as long as it's a little bit better, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you got your folding chair, so you have that to be thankful for, if nothing else.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
thank you.
Sorry there, Pat.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, we appreciate you holding, too. All right.
Well, I want to just say a word. You know, yes, you can bring your difficulties to us and stuff, but I'm not going to lie to you, and give you false promises. I think that sometimes we're being called on to grow and reach out and
or try to figure something out maybe. Yeah. But sometimes the cards, like you said, when people had a really horribly bad day, they're not gonna show good things.
They really aren't. They're gonna reflect back to you.
Yeah, when you're raw with that emotion of having this horrible, horrible bad news, it's like it's dumping into the reading. It's not like there might be a good solution, but right now it's not seen.
Right now, yes. Well, when
you're so pissed off or down and depressed.
But some good things.
Because you're human.
Some good things really came out of the pandemic.
You are a human.
We can get our groceries delivered now. We do. We have Well, who do we have a contract with, Walmart or something?
What?
That delivered groceries to us. That we
pay them a tiny little bit a month so we get free delivery.
We get the dog food through the internet. You know, I mean, we try to do as much as we can.
Yeah, the problem is her employment takes her too far away.
Yeah.
If she had a job around the corner.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even have to need the car. Oh, I mean, it's nice to have a car because you have to buy supplies and medicine, but you can figure that out.
And if Pat,
but the fact that her job takes
her
so far, that screws her.
Issues with her back and whatnot. I'm telling
you, screws her.
Daycare is a killing business.
Yeah, but we don't know how it is in the population of where she is. It might not be a killer business
Right, if you're kind of not in a place where...
Big huge
but
metropolis.
The thing is, remember, medical people that work for the city, there's all kinds of people that it's mandatory for them.
And she said that's why she comes here, because you speak the truth.
Okay, well, thank you, because I feel terrible.
She counts on the truth. She doesn't want somebody to line sugar stuff up to her and get her hopes up.
Like, oh, my God, you're going to win the lottery.
Yeah, nobody wants that. I mean, it sounds good, makes you feel good, but you don't want somebody lying to you when it's not going to happen.
And that money that man owes you.
Yeah, that's crap.
He's counting on you to let him go.
That guy's a turd burglar.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she knows. I don't have to tell her. He's screwing her over right now because of that. That money will help her fix all this stuff.
Absolutely. So...
Yep, we're in your corner.
We are, absolutely. We're going to go on now to...
775, Nevada, 775. Welcome to the show.
Oh, goody. I bet you this is Wendy.
Is it not Nevada? It's Wendy, right?
I'm so happy to speak to both of you.
Well, thank you for holding for a long time. It has been
a while.
Thank
you, Wendy. Yes. Love to know how
thank
you're...
Thank you.
What's cooking?
Yeah, with you.
Well, here's an update. My attorney, Eddie, and his associate attorney, Kevin, are reviewing they received the report from when the young lady came over on January the 3rd to look at all my disabilities. And Eddie said actually he would be even scrutinizing it this evening. And Kevin said that when he spoke to Brianna, the evaluator, she had told him that it would be in my favor, meaning I really honestly do have these disabilities and which should support me getting approved. So I will hear more tomorrow, but how is this going to turn out? When I hear from Eddie tomorrow and Kevin tomorrow, will I be happy? And I'm very worried about money. I am barely making ends meet right now. And then to qualify for the agreement, I have to pay the first four visits from a caregiver, which would be about $80 a visit times four. And, you know, if the insurance company drags its feet, then I have to continue paying until I'm approved. So it's very stressful for me. So what do you think? Will Eddie and Kevin be very happy when they speak with me? And will I be approved fairly soon?
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
I like it. She's a longtime fan.
You know.
Viewer, caller in. So she knows how to exact the questions. Ask the questions perfectly.
New tongue?
This was the replacement tongue I just had on with my spare. Go ahead, Deb. But yeah, it very precise questions. Cards are going down.
It's almost like we should start a private support group online for all these poor folks that are falling through the cracks and having all these issues. And I hate to be political, but gosh, it's like we elected a president who seems more out to lunch than in. I don't know. And it would be so nice if we could get somebody that would actually start at the ground floor and fix things. Veterans, you know, disabled people.
Those type of people never rise to the level of candidacy for president.
Because they're not
honest and don't make backstabbing deals to get
the corporation.
They don't have forked tongue, so they never get to the level of running for president. They're good people.
Okay,
all right, go ahead.
Okay, said, I'm off that soapbox.
Yeah, well, I don't care what you are. That's the truth.
Just remember, I'm one of you now. I'm not like what I was 20 years ago running around as a 45-year-old. People that are young don't think about these things. They're bulletproof. They don't care. So the rest of us, I guess we got to take care of each other. I'll tell you, Wendy, Kevin and Eddie have put together a program where, let's put it this way, go unloaded for bear. They're not just going out deer hunting. They're hunting bear. And I feel that they are going to raise ruckus with this insurance company and do their very best for you. So please have faith in them, at least for this little bit. I know it's been very hard.
They're probably going to shake the shit out of the tree so they can get a whole bunch of things falling off.
Well, they want to get their profit, too.
Well, I mean, everybody to be happy. They're going to shake, because they know an insurance company.
Yeah.
That tree's got a lot of very good fruit in it, and they don't want to give up, so they're going to try to shake the crap out of that tree, right?
And so I really feel for you that they are going, hold on a minute, Wendy. Do it.
Oh, it could be a scam call.
Watch now.
But you have to ask Zach. He can't ask niece to stand. Du kannst du niece.
I'm sorry. But that's how he handles these robocalls.
I have randomly come up with some characters. Sometimes I pretend that I'm on fire.
You sounded German.
Like that, that was like I'm trying to do like a Hitler type thing, like,
or
that, getting excited.
Maybe a little Saddam mixing with Hitler.
Yeah, sometimes I do all sorts of different things. Sometimes I talk to them like I have some disabilities.
Okay,
oh, go ahead.
So Wendy, I'm sorry we've interrupted your
reading. Sorry, but I had to put that to bed.
They don't call back when he does that.
No, imagine that.
So anyway, to you, Wendy, I really think you're coming to the end of the road, the end of this journey, and they're going to do their very best for you. So if it were my cards and I had the case hanging out there in the breeze, I'd be thinking, they've got me. They've covered me. I'm good. One thing I'm wondering, and this may seem so ridiculous to you, Wendy, after all you've gone through, but I just feel like I should ask. Do you happen to have a CARE credit card? To give them to everybody for medical expenses, pharmacy use, I mean, your home visits, stuff like that. I just wondered if you might have one. Because it's,
you know, I did have one, and it was excellent. But unfortunately, I had to do bankruptcy several years ago. And I built my credit back up pretty good. But it's called CARE credit. And I just applied for another card before I called you, and it's 0% for 6 months, which I could put those care visits on that. So I'm waiting to hear if I'm going to be approved from that card, and that would help me.
And you
that
know,
would
I'll
help
tell
me.
You
yeah,
what.
Big time. Yeah, all you got to do is survive till this is
my
ready.
My husband had lost his job. Oh, my God. We were living on credit cards for a while and stuff till he got back. And then, you know, what was it called when they stopped paying government workers? Remember what happened? Was it Trump or Obama?
No, it's happened a few times. When the government went through a shutdown.
And they didn't approve the budget.
They didn't approve the budget, and the government was a shutdown. So
if they don't have no money, you don't get no money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was everybody.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they approved like a little mini budget to pay like.
Yeah.
Like are really important and people like. Government
right.
Agents.
And that's a great idea, Deborah. So. When I speak to Eddie and Kevin tomorrow, will they be happy and excited because they feel like my chances have increased tremendously?
Oh,
and
you're now talking to soldiers of fortune. These are guys now. They're going out to right the wrong. Okay, right? They're going to do everything for you within their power besides nuke that insurance company.
Nuke them, Rico.
Yes.
Little Star Troopers for you.
So I would say it isn't going to be about unicorns and rainbows for you tomorrow. It's going to be about them hunting bears.
It's going to be positive
yeah.
things, but they're going to be in a war face.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be like, you stand back, little lady.
Here's what we're going to do and give you a little synopsis, but the battle is about to go down.
Yeah.
You don't want to be close to the field.
You don't want to see the bloodshed.
It's best that you turn your back, Missy, because it's going to get ugly. All right, real quick.
But I think you're going to be happy.
Your healing angel card is, subject is miracle. Our wings of light surround you and those you love. This current situation is governed by their power. The forces of love are at work. All will turn out well.
Boy, oh boy. That's pretty, I don't think it gets better than that.
No, I mean, it's confirmed that it's on its path.
Well, that sounds pretty good. If it's okay with you two, I will call you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. If we're on, whenever we're on.
I hope that I'm approved by this credit card that I applied for. The 0% for 6 months would help me.
Yes, and I meant to tell you, we have messed our credit card. It had a pretty high balance on it. My husband had, well, we could only pay what we had. And they gave me back the card. I've got the card back. Not with the, what do you call it, gigantor credit limit that it used to have, but it's doable. Pretty doable.
True that. All right, Wendy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Wendy. We'll be thinking of you. Yes, call us.
You can call us every show.
All right. Yes. God bless you both. Thank you.
Same to
you,
and we are on your side. We're hoping that you get what you deserve.
Yes.
All right. Real quick, got to give international. We're still going on, so we have to give a delayed, but still international shout out to Laura from Canada.
Laura, good to have you with
Laura,
us.
Canada. So there's two Canadians, two Canucks in here.
Do they mind being called that?
What? That is actually a name of the damn hockey team, Vancouver Canucks. Okay. You got a problem with that? Shut up.
Because it sounded
very... damn hockey team out west.
Yeah, and I just watched a big documentary on John Candy.
Canadian.
Yeah, and he owned the co-owner in the, what were they called, Argos or?
I don't know.
Argonauts.
Toronto Argonauts, Canadian Football League, and he was a very big start, like a lot of them on the, SCTV, the Canadian,
yes,
their version of Saturday Night Live. It was a great show.
What a good man. A
ton of people came from that show. Yeah. A ton of good talent. Let's keep moving because we got to move, right?
All
we
right. Thank you.
Next caller is 520. This could be Arizona. This could be Lisa from Arizona.
Hello there. Hi.
Okay. New mission for me. New mission. I've listened to Jimbo. I've listened to the cards. And I'm thinking I really need to disengage from this stuff.
Uh-oh. What is 24 hours?
I just, you know, I don't know. I mean, what do the cards say?
Okay. But if you're just talking about bugging out, how much of bugging out are you going to do? The military has pulling up stakes and everything.
You had said yesterday, Deb, this ongoing saga, that he knew that I was into him, or that he knew that I liked him, or whatever. I'm paraphrasing.
Sure.
And I don't, this is just really grade school stuff for me, and I don't want to be in that circle. I don't have to be. I can go out there, and I've got men right now that are asking me out, and I keep telling them no. Kind of guy. And for some reason, I'm going after.
Yeah, but Lisa, if you're not really interested in them, why waste your time?
But obviously, she is.
Well, in other guys.
Oh, no, I got you. I thought you were talking about.
Before I dated anybody, this was my own principle. I had to like you. I didn't know you as a friend. I went on a few of those. Hi, how are you? I just met you. Can I have your number? We go out. I hated that. I wanted to go out and, and never went for hookups. Well, maybe a little bit.
you don't want to be Pinocchio here. You're live on camera on Facebook. Do not be Pinocchio.
I was very young. Very young. You guys are very good.
Oh, yes, us evil men.
You know how to get us out of our panties.
Yep, it's all our fault. Yep.
You guys are
we wave a magic wand and we disappear and we drop.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
Wait a minute.
Off of the panties.
Did it hurt? Did it hurt? When you fell from heaven. I've never seen eyes like
that. If that line is so stupid, why did you take the bait?
Because I was an idiot.
Because you're an idiot fish.
You saw the hook. You saw the lure. You said, that lure ain't real, but I'm going to bite it anyway. And you bit the hook.
You guys are too much. You're too much. I love it. So I'm on.
All right.
I'm gonna start going out by myself. I'm going to start, you know, not doing things with him. I don't want to, because I just don't want to be tied down to this, whatever. So the cards say, I mean, is he playing me? I don't know.
No.
You saw it in the card.
If anything, he's playing himself.
You have asked that many times.
Because I'm going to tell you.
And it's cool to ask, because
yes.
Deb says ask the question a lot, make sure, and every
mm-hmm.
time. And he is not playing her, not in that sense, right?
No. If anything,
not to him.
You are playing with his head.
Right. You
and
maybe
his heart. And it's
confusion.
Here.
You're causing confusion.
And I keep thinking of that Lynn, what's her name, was saying, I never promised you a rose garden. I beg your pardon.
Let's all do karaoke tonight with Deb and Jerry.
Every time I ask this about him, I get that. But then what I see is, yeah, you should go out. If anything, put up a good facade. Go out on some nice date.
Don't just pick a Joe.
I don't know
around.
If you should go out alone. Women down with alone is
I'm not trying to match myself up with anyone. I mean, I would like a non-difficult relationship. This is really screwing with my head. I mean, we stayed on the phone last night for a long time, and at the end he said, wow, we really had a great conversation. And I felt the same way. But this morning, I don't know. This is just too much for me. And so, Deb, you think he is still, I don't know, what is he thinking?
That man is going to reach that point in life. Most of us don't reach until where he's at. He's going to be pushing 60 eventually. It's a moment of,
if we're lucky,
of being aware of your own mortality.
Are you juggling your phone, Lisa?
No, I'm laughing at you guys.
I thought you were doing phone juggling. Go ahead.
He is going to realize that he's going to reach a point where, yeah, he could take home a guy every night. He could go home with a guy every night.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to find the emptiness.
Well, obviously he isn't doing that. He's already at an age where he knows that that's,
yeah.
that you don't do that anymore.
This man's going to decide. He wants a home and family security, not babies, not, you know.
I know what you mean. A stable relationship with friends and, you know, a home could be an apartment that's really, you know, fun to live
for
in.
For instance, yeah, like Cho has showed us a little video of his wonderful cooking and having time with his partner. This guy would be very envious
of
that.
Yeah, just somebody that you can be yourself with, which is what we all want, right?
But there's a reason. Look, go ahead.
You think he might swing my way?
I'm going to put it down right now. This will be documented. Jim, you could, you know, send it to the Library of Congress.
I shall send out the Ravens. I'll go ahead and order Game of Thrones for
Game
you.
Of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's not today and not tomorrow, but that man is going to decide, hey, I don't think this is the right life for me. And for one thing, those who are in, what do you call them, gay or lesbian relationships, you all have a very hard time finding good, meaningful, lasting partners. I've known a lot of you, and you're hurt. That I went and did readings at an exclusively lesbian bar. You weren't there. This was before.
I have been to one of those, but
yeah.
Not with you. Go ahead.
And it was a house of pain. These women might be hooked up with each other. They might be in relationships, married.
We were talking about a lot of different things, but we did touch on those things with him in his past. And he, but do you think, do the cards say that we would end up a couple?
Is that real? Is that your end game? We need to know.
Because you said it wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, you're living for the now. You said you weren't worried about this long-term down the road.
Jim is like an elephant, so bear with
me. I remember random facts.
Yeah. He certainly
does. You know, I mean, it would change my mind a lot of things if he decided that wanted to discuss with me.
It's not going to be right now.
And I wouldn't let the cards make that decision for me with all the dynamics, right?
Right.
Like,
and
said,
I wouldn't
so
let
many
him,
dynamics.
I wouldn't let him see you going out alone without an escort because it's going to make you look really desperate. And women get paid.
Well,
unless you're, say, going out if it's afternoon and you're going to a
shop.
Right. What was
yeah.
the word you just
no.
said? Back there? You said women get tagged?
Tagged.
I'm not...
I don't, that's not my interest.
There are a lot of things, events and activities, and right now I'm
go to
waiting
a movie
to go in.
When you're alone, everybody feels sorry.
No, not that. No, I go, like right now I'm going to something that it's okay to go alone. And, you know, I'm used to going alone. I like
Is
going alone.
Is it Tater Tot Castle Anonymous? Are you going to Tater Tot
no.
Castle Anonymous meeting?
You are so funny. No, I'm, you know, it's like my personal interest. I'm not inviting him anymore. I, you know, because he told me he wanted me to do things with him. And I thought, you know, I made up my mind. I'm not going to do that with him anymore because I just don't like whatever's going on. And I'm going to make more of my own connection.
And I agree with you. Let it go its own course. And, you know, you can always explore meetup groups. I found them very charming and fun.
And tomorrow is another day.
Right.
You're going to wake up in the morning and you may have a different perspective on things, like we all do as humans.
But you might not even need to say anything to him. Just sort of drift.
Yeah. I mean, and you're right about that.
Oh, no, I would never. No, I would never tell him. I have told him. I did tell him. I said, we're never going anywhere together again after that Christmas thing, fiasco. I said, that was a fiasco. And I broke it down to him why. And he said, well, I didn't know you wanted to leave. And you know, I've already told you guys. And so I'm not going to do it again. I want to make my life non-chaotic. And
but after
the thing that I've got going.
After that Christmas thing, didn't you lick the wrist, his palm of his hand?
Kissed it.
I did.
Licking was involved.
No, it was licking.
I'm sorry I didn't get it down exactly perfectly right, Deb.
And I said I was very confused. And then we had that blow up where I was calling him a liar. And I said,
do you think that you could be with a different man and keep this man as a dear best friend?
Oh, that is a tough call.
I don't know. That's the connection I feel for him is not like that. I feel a burning passion for him. But if, you know, who knows? Life has many weird. The cards, are they saying anything? Are the cards saying anything?
I think you didn't see a clear path yet,
I
right?
just saw he's going to change. You wanted to know. He's going to change.
And
but it's not immediate.
And she asked, again, if he's playing her. And you said, no, he is
no.
not. Well, that's important. Now, you got to take that and decide how you want to go with that going forward. Your question was, is he messing around with you, playing with you intentionally? No. Right?
Yeah, and I'll tell
he's
you.
He's not screwing around with
I
you like that.
I think he has integrity to not screw around with
and
you.
And if it seems that way, what she's saying is he's not intentionally doing it. It just being who he is, gay lifetime, maybe what he does comes across to heterosexual women differently. And he doesn't know better, right?
Then when we talk very intimately. And last night I told him, at the end of our conversation, I said, okay, let's discuss how you answered the phone with me. And then he said, okay. And so I told him, I said, that hurt my feelings. And he said, well, I always answer. No, you don't, because I heard you answer the phone with such and such who happens to be a man, his friend, in a different way. And that's how I prefer you answer the phone to me if you want to take my phone call. So he was defending himself, and it was really light and lovely. Sometimes it feels like a lover's conversation to me.
So you mean that when he reacted to something a certain way, it really bothered you a lot, and you took offense to his way he reacted to something and responded to something.
Yeah. I tell him like I would my own husband. I've had husbands before. Oh, wait a minute. I had someone die. I was involved with for 23 years. Forgive me. I forgot.
Yeah, and Lisa, I think it's inherent in us women in men to, wait a minute.
No.
That we have expectations. You know, maybe it's because we're nesters, we're nurturers.
And you said that you see it in the cards, that he knows where I'm at with it, that I have my heart on display for him. And I do, I guess. I don't know. Yes, I guess. Yeah.
And if he didn't feel drawn, he would back away.
Well, obviously, there's something there. Now, where that something goes, sounds like nobody knows, which was sounds pretty lame, like a circus thing. Where it goes, nobody knows. It sounds really lame, but it seems to be the case.
No, it's true.
It seems to be the case.
Yeah.
Which also means you don't know that it's going bad. You don't know that.
Okay, 1 minute at a time. I have to take it 1 minute
at a time. Yeah, that's it. It's a hurdle.
At night.
Yeah. And you know what? Wait a minute. Don't ring that harp just yet.
Don't ring my bell.
I just want to say, we always have to remember that to cut somebody out of our life because they're not going down the path we want them to with us, somebody say the word. No, you're out.
That's
there.
Amore. No, that's not what you meant, though.
Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts. Unless somebody else comes along, you know, but I don't know. I don't know. Oh, well.
But that's not a bad thing not to know.
No, you don't have to know every curve along the way.
You don't know, but you also don't know that you're on the path to destruction.
You feel, yeah.
And the cards didn't say, cards didn't show that you're going into a vortex of hell or
anything
like that.
No, because I think he's being very understanding of you.
And there was like back to your question, he's not intentionally misleading you, right?
No, and every guy that's in this Facebook.
And that's important.
Or listening on the air, they know when a woman has fallen in love with them, just like we know. We don't have to say it. We say to each other, I'm uncomfortable around Andy because he's so madly in love with me. You know, things like that. And these guys in the show here,
oh, God.
That man knows. And that's why
you know what?
Him up.
Yeah.
Because he may be thinking about you. We've made jokes, but I'm serious. Every man I've ever talked to has told me about the women they masturbate thinking about. They do.
And Dan, I'm going to have to go because the meeting that I'm going to is a social meeting. It's about our neighborhood, and I'm going to have to go. I love you guys.
Okay, we got you.
Oh, we love you.
All the time that you spend with us.
Right there.
Yes, real quick. Anxiety is your healing energy. We surround you with the healing light of amethyst. Take a deep breath and breathe in this beautiful violet light. Feel your anxiety melting away. There's nothing to fear. There's only love. I had to read it fast.
Get some amethyst.
Amethyst.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
love
so much.
Love you too, Lisa. We want
love
the next moment ASAP. Okay.
You all call back now, you hear?
All right. Bye. Was there a weird moon out tonight? Or I don't know.
The moon is in
I'm
the
almost
southern
scared
sky.
Of the next caller.
Right. And yeah. Jupiter is lined with Mars. What a great tune it was.
And peace will
guide our
planet.
This is the dawning of... We skipped a whole bunch of things because we got to go through time because we have 907, which tells me it's from Alaska, 907.
Wow.
Is that the case? Are you in Alaska?
Alaska.
Yes, I am.
That's awesomeness. Awesomeness.
Are you...
Alaska is the biggest state in the United States. Period.
Texas?
No, it's bigger than Texas. Oh, yes, it is. No, it's the biggest state. What do you got?
Yeah. What? And who are you? What's your name, please?
Oh, I called a few weeks ago. I'm the one with the moving problem with the neighbors. The neighbors, Charlotte.
Oh, yes.
Them damn neighbors.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, we moved. So you're right. It's awesome. It was a shot of happiness after we left.
Yes. Accomplished.
And what?
So what you got cooking tonight?
Well, I was wondering, because I've been studying how to day trade for like 2 years now, and I was wondering if I should start doing it with real money opposed to fake money.
Ooh, Deb.
Okay.
Isn't this one of those things you
cards
must...
won't lie to you.
But now...
Oh, it's kind of like gambling, too.
It's like gambling. She can tell you how that might work out for you, but, like, the cards can never...
No, no, I've been getting better. I mean, I started out terribly. And then I'm building up confidence here.
Well, that's good.
My brother does it for a living. He's good at it.
Well, he does it for a living. If he does it for a living, then that means he's doing it successfully, or that would be a short living. You know, right. It's pretty stressful, though, right? Because that day trading is like bam, 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 bam.
I don't know. Is it?
That's why they call it day trading. It's not like long-term future. I'm going to invest in this brand new company, and we'll wait 5 years from now and see what happens.
No, I do that too.
But that's not really part of day trading, typically, right?
Right. No, I've done long trading. I'm in long trades right now. I just want something a little more fun.
Your cards are telling me to tell you what we told this girl. Was it last week? The Dubai girl who is doing crypto stuff.
She's got an investor that, you
that
know, right.
Don't put
an
more
investor,
in than you could afraid to or you could bear to lose. Okay.
Yeah, you have to be prepared to lose everything you invest.
What I'm getting is it's very fluid and it's iffy.
But she's getting back into it. So she wants to know if she's getting back and she's
so
eating back
it
in.
With caution and care starting out. Unless you're not that kind of person. Some people just want to throw their money down and say, spin that wheel, you know? So I just feel your cards are warning you to just not lose your head in all of this.
That's important. You should never lose your head.
Yeah. Well, some people get really crazy, you know?
Off of the head.
So, but otherwise, yeah, I think you could actually profit modestly. I don't want to say, wow. What a windfall, because that's not where the cards are headed right this minute. They're just saying, and, you know, get in the water, get your feet wet.
He's back into the game again, because she was doing it before, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's on the, you don't see, she it looks like she's doing the right thing the way she's easing back into it.
So everything
looks good.
Yeah.
So far, everything looks good as for what you're doing.
Yeah,
right?
I think I'm not seeing... I think if anything, their cards are showing that you're already consciously aware that you should not cause yourself great sadness or loss.
Yeah, it's like she was saying this. She's getting back into it. I mean, she's been in this game before, and she wanted to know if it looks like it's going to be successful. And you don't see any big hurdles, right?
Mm-mm. Are you going through your brother?
No, not at all.
She's
doing her own thing.
Probably a very good idea. That's why I wanted to ask, because I think you should do this, you know, kind of away from that.
Well, she's doing her own thing.
Yeah. I think it's
like I'm doing it very small. I'm just putting in very small. Like, I'm trying to build my wealth up incrementally. I'm not looking for a rich, quick, you know, get rich, quick scheme, anything like that.
Yeah,
it's just like building it up slowly.
Yep.
Just starting out with small amounts, basically.
Rich quick.
And I thought, is she looking for another man?
No, she said rich quick, not
and
rich prick. You heard the word you wanted to hear.
No, she repeated herself. Said quick, but at first it sounded like prick. She was looking for a rich prick.
Yeah, here we go again, Deb.
And if you find one, you can tell all of us.
I'm not looking for a rich friend. Let everybody know I'm not looking for a rich friend.
All right, we're just joking. I think it's going to be great, and I really think, does your partner engage in this with you?
No.
No, that's good, because I was just going to say, I think this is her thing.
Cool.
And you don't need other fingers in the pot, you know. As far as...
I can see that. I can see that. Especially if it could just... I could see that would screw up decision-making process. Day trading, you don't have, like, forever to debate about stuff. So I can see that.
Your partner is in the cards characterized as kind of, like, looking beyond that, not really paying attention to it. So So
because it might not be their thing. You know, everybody's got their thing.
Yeah.
That they're good at and not so good at and really suck at. And you know what? As long as you recognize it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, real quick. Your healing angel card subject is peace.
Oh, nice.
No matter where you are or what you're doing, inner peace is always possible. All it takes is a subtle shift in awareness. Think love and peace will follow.
And so glad you got out of that miserable
situation.
Yeah,
and I think this is probably just confirming that you did the right thing when you did what you did.
Yeah, boy, those people. Ugh.
Jackwads.
Yeah.
No, they were horrible. Horrible.
Yes. And so racist. That's crazy.
No, they started from day one.
Yeah.
Like the day we moved in, we got harassed.
Well, it's good that you don't. Now you can just look back and say, "Ooh, I'm glad I'm not there anymore."
Yep, exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, well,
it's been a blessing.
Well, wonderful to hear from you, and hope you're having a happy New
awesome.
Year.
And thank you for holding for an eternity.
You too. Thanks. Happy New Year as well. Thank you.
And thank you.
Alaska, you gotta love it.
I know.
Shall we?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to area code 252. That is down south of us, our neighbor to the south. North Carolina.
Hello there, North Carolina.
Welcomeman.
How you doing?
Are you here? It's okay. We'll give her like about 5 seconds, and then we'll just go to the next area code, and we'll go back. We shall not hang up on somebody that maybe got busy. But I'm saying, all right.
Like in the bathroom?
Maybe she got busy. I don't know. Busy, you know what I'm saying? All right. We'll come back to 252 North Carolina. Now we're going to go to area code 254 in Texas. Welcome, 254. Bring it on.
Hello. Gabby.
Hey, it's Gabby.
Yes, hi, Gabby. How are you?
It's been a little while, but hey, welcome.
I'm fine. I have a little cold, but yesterday was okay. I got to talk to my brother yesterday. He's doing fine. He's going to be 14 next Friday.
Oh.
Wow.
14. Rough. That's rough years.
Well, so what's on your mind tonight, Gabby?
Well, yesterday I watched the TCU versus Georgia game yesterday.
Did you? For how long did you watch that?
I was watching the second half and I felt bad for my cousin. I'm like, well, he's 7-65. Are you serious?
Because
I've seen him. Cause I've seen him play in high school basketball games, like football games, and he's done fine. But I haven't seen him, like, grow up into football, so I'm just like, are you kidding? I'm just like, well, I just kind of feel bad, but my question is, I feel like it's an omen to move to Georgia, because I feel like I've been in Texas for almost 6 years. I feel like maybe that's an omen I should move to Georgia. Is that an omen?
Okay, that's cool. Now, here's the deal, Deb.
Oh.
And I was, well, you put the cards on. You can put the cards on. Last night was the national championship game, and it was TCU. Texas Christian University versus Georgia.
Okay.
And Georgia smoked them like a chicken. It was, it would be very embarrassing. You know what, though? I'll tell you what. When my team gets beat, I want them to get their ass beat hard. I don't feel so bad. I hate losing really close games. And heartbreakers with a missed field goal at the end of the game like Ohio State did against when they played Georgia. I love it when my team goes in and gets, by halftime it's over. I don't even feel bad. It's like, yeah, we got our ass kicked. It's over. But she's looking to see based on that game because she's in Texas, obviously,
right
now. And Georgia smoked them. Smoked them like a – I want to say beat him like a redheaded stepchild, but I'd probably – the PC police would come and arrest me. You know, that's politically incorrect. Is that an omen? And maybe it's not. That's why she's asking. She's not thinking of it. She wants to know.
Oh, look at how it fell out. Yeah.
And, you know, especially Georgia, especially Atlanta areas.
Yeah.
Like, booming there. They're like, they're trying to become the new Hollywood, the new Nashville, the new everything.
Yes, Gabby.
Yeah.
Tyler
I went there once for a family reunion, and I remember to be so in awe, and I was like, I couldn't live here because it was, like, too busy. Then I look at shows like Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and Real Houses of Atlanta, and I'm like, how do they live like that?
Well, remember, you want to become a scriptwriter and get involved in the industry. Tyler Perry and a bunch of others have moved their operations to Georgia.
And a million other businesses.
Yes.
Not even entertainment.
Yes. So this is definitely, I feel, an omen for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're getting closer to your dream. which is really what you want to do, I would think. Internet's wonderful.
Yeah.
But you still don't have it, do you?
No, I still don't have my internet.
Yeah. Boy.
Does she have a date?
Do you have a date yet after all these months?
Is there some kind of...
Not so sure. I tried to ask my house manager, but she was so busy.
Yeah.
So I'll try to ask her tomorrow.
Okay, you should do that. And tell
yeah,
you that.
I think you have the right to know. If people got to have a goal to be positive. What is my goal? What is my date? You got to have that.
Is that what so open up things for you?
Because how can a human be positive and work to better themselves and do the right things if nobody tells them that you're eventually, here's your date. This is going to be it if you do all the right things, right?
Right, exactly. So, yeah we're going to see another card here. But I really think that you've just asked a fantastic question.
Yeah, and that's kind of cool. And you know what? Like,
yeah, because I want to bring my brother with me. But he almost moved to Florida, but they said the caseworker is like, no, he doesn't feel like he should go to Florida. So I'm like, they're trying to move him to Autism Placement Center. And I'm thinking, I want him to be adopted, but I don't know, so I'm trying to call his caseworker next Tuesday and see if I could do anything.
Oh, what a great sister.
At least keep the connection there. That is the right thing to do. All right, your healing card, healing angel card, subject is transformation.
Very good.
Through the great love that holds you in its embrace, you are moment-by-moment transforming to an ever greater light. Ever greater oneness and ever greater wisdom.
Great to me at Gabby's.
Yeah.
So you just keep your chin up and keep dreaming your dreams, and I think that's gorgeous. Your ticket.
I mean, it's everything is blown up there, so to speak. Don't get crazy now. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, honey. Take care.
And she helped
thank
a lot.
You so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, you too, darling.
A lot of something for her to have to hold in that situation.
Because she said that if somebody else wants the phone.
Yeah, I bet. And I bet they get all uppity and pissity, you know. All right, pissity, that's a new word I just made up. We're going to try area code 252, neighbor to the south. Are you here with us?
Hello.
Are you here? But it's okay. You know what? We'll put you back on hold. And because we're going to, I like this because I know nothing about it. We're going to all one just a Skype call so they can be anywhere on Earth.
Cool.
Are you here? Yes, that's what happens when people are in hold forever.
Hello.
Hello, you are live on the Psychic Love Doctor show.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, y'all. Y'all like are having a party, and you know, it's all so much fun. So,
yeah we are having fun.
Thank you, Love Doctors.
We're having a huge party.
Y'all seem to have a good relationship, and that's to prove to people that it can happen. So, you're also a good example that it can happen. So, thank you very much for doing that.
And it's hard today.
It really is.
So what you got cooking?
I have a question for you. So I have two parts. Make it quick. I asked a question 2 days ago about my friend here. And I heard a sound, like a knock. I want to know what did it sound mean? Did it mean my boy requested got answered?
I'm not quite clear.
So you were, say that again now, because I know that were you asking a question out loud or thinking something and you heard a knock?
Yeah, I was praying, asking spirit about him and the business lady. And after an hour, I put a piece of paper. On that piece of paper, I heard a knock.
And what were you specifically praying and asking? I guess that's going to be the big question.
Like, are they having a sorrow in the relationship? S-O-U-R. Like when you eat something sour.
Sour.
S-O-U-R?
He wants to know if their relationship was sour.
Yes.
Is their relationship tanking, failing, breaking, going down, going south type of thing, right?
They seem to have confusing. One day is like tornado, the other day is good, bad, but mostly it's been on the more than 70% has been negative. But I just want to know the answer. Was that a yes or no?
If the knock was a yes or no, it'd be prayer. Okay. Well, that's going to be.
It was pretty interesting.
That is cool, though.
It was very. Yeah, it was a loud knock. It was loud.
You heard it.
Oh, she heard the knock.
And you couldn't tell where the knock was coming from? You just heard it loud in your ears?
It came from the paper.
It came from where the paper was sitting.
Yeah, because it moved.
And she saw it move too. She was praying to the spirits. So that I don't know what the card's going to say, but that tells me that was a response to me.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, if these were my cards, and this my question, I would say that these cards are the knock indicated legal documents are on the way. Remember, they have to separate a business and who knows what else.
So you see a souring.
Yeah.
It's continued to splitting apart.
Yeah, and it's going to boomerang in your favor.
Eventually, but is it going to be soon? Probably not.
I'm not feeling soon.
Okay.
Soon.
I gotcha. It's relative. Time is relative.
Yes, it really is. So
towards the end of the year, right? Around there? It takes a month or twice.
I think that within this year coming up that we're in.
Yeah, we just started.
Yeah.
We're halfway through January?
A lot of things I've noticed. From January to July, they change a lot. There's like a sense of it being a pinnacle of the year. It's hard to explain.
It's like, is there some kind of metamorphosis that's transforming?
Yeah. That
the cocoon is getting ready to turn into a butterfly, and at some point during the year it's going to happen?
Well, it's like we travel the first 6 months or so to this point that it's like it's kind of an uphill climb. And we start coming down.
And things start happening fast.
Yeah, and it's hard to explain.
Yeah. I don't know.
I have one more question, please, on that. Because you're on there. Thank you, both wonderful people. So she posts pictures like they're having the best time of their life. Is that a way to cover up what's really happening?
Oh, they all did. Yeah.
Oh, what
do you think?
Social media, like 101,
yes,
damage control.
Yes, I'm sure it's
damage
about
control.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, not only maybe you, but other people too.
Sure.
I still post happy pictures so people don't know the bleeding that's going on with this relationship, you know, to hide it. Yep. The disaster that it's
become.
I'm glad
you said the word bleeding because that's what's happening. It's not souring. It's bleeding out.
It's bleeding out. It's,
yeah.
It's basically, you see that it's on a path where it's not going to recover, right?
With between the two of them, hell no.
But bleeding out.
Yeah. Between the other lady.
Morbid, but bleeding out can take a lot of time.
He didn't really ever tell you the whole, you know, in details about this woman. He kind of just gave you the top, you know, a general cover story.
And that's not, that doesn't make him a bad person.
No,
You know, if I had a long-term thing with somebody.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to reveal every single tiny little detail. Because a lot of times it can be painful to relive.
And I don't
right?
think, and Melissa, have you two ever actually met physically?
No, just been friends on the phone. You know, he told me a lot of it was stuff from childhood, teenager. I know a lot. And so but he's supposed to be coming, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's coming.
You know, years ago before the internet, people did a lot of pen palling and long distance correspondence. They fell in love a lot of times that way. So I'm not saying that.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It actually, a lot of, because of all, it's a couple bad apples spoiled a bunch. There's a few bad stories out there, so everybody's scared about it.
Yeah,
it's like there's probably for every bad story, there's probably 10 good stories, but nobody ever talks about the good stories because everybody likes dirty laundry on the news.
Yeah.
People only want to read about, horrible things. They don't want to read about good things.
Melissa, we've got
can I ask you a quick little piece? Please. Did you see a time frame when I'm going to see him? Because I got the project going. I'm sorry to interrupt you, both of you. Sorry.
Just a time frame when you're physically going to see him? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, yes, because of the project I'm working on, please.
Project you're working on. Did you see it?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
It will come up as it gets closer.
So you got it, but it's something to ask again. Yeah. Call in again.
Thank you. Again, I want to thank you. Wonderful.
Oh, and we thank you and all the listeners that hold for so long.
Oh, yeah.
You're very patient.
Very nice.
And the good thing is they get to listen to the show, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, your healing angel card reading subject is Archangel Gabriel. You will soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear.
Yeah, I think he's going to tell you that they're starting the, out process.
The beginning of the end is right.
Yeah.
You know, they're always it's the beginning of the end. It sounds really cliche, but there is a beginning to
it. Oh, there is.
There is, you know. It has to happen. And if it's there, that's a start. Right?
I think so, too.
And thank you so much, sweet Melissa.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're all done, anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we were able to get Melissa in.
Yeah, I just put her back on mute, but she's still there.
No, talk about the beer that you
Yeah, Mike. I don't know if he's there. Cho says he would love to call in. Well, you know what? Cho.
It's got to be sooner in the show.
Well, and here's also the thing, Cho.
Yeah.
You have to. Did he ever become friends with you on Psychic Love Doctor?
Yeah, he's on there.
So Deborah Lee.
Yes.
Well, then just keep coming, and we'll open up a messenger show one of these times. Maybe the next show we do.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and then when we open up the messenger show, you'll be able to audio or video call in. It'll be your choice. And we would love you to call in.
I'd love it.
Yeah, he says he wants to. We want you to. So now is not that time. We've been on for an hour plus. I know it's late where you are. He was here like right when we started.
Yeah, and I have stuff to.
Yeah, time's going on, and she thinks she's Superman because she's feeling better, but you're coming off a flu.
What about the beer? You were very impressed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if Mike's there. He told us a story, and I've seen some stuff like that about, and you know, everybody watches all the movies where they slide the beer across the bar. That's cool. Mike was mentioning that, and I don't know the details. He mentioned that some guy did that one time, and that little bastard went right off the end of the bar, and he just happened to reach down and just snag it. Now they don't play American baseball there, but it's could be a lot of the sports where he got it. Bam, the beer landed in his hand, like inches above the ground.
Well, that's pretty good.
There was beer spillage, but unless you're in some kind of weird physical universe where that wouldn't happen, there has to be spillage. But he got the majority of the beer. In other words, it was a save. Save that beer. So there was no alcohol. What do you call it? What was that? Abuse. There was no abusing alcohol that night. He saved most of it. God save the beer.
Well, everybody, thank you. We really enjoyed having
you. That'd be great. Yep. And Laura agreed. Just the part about the paper and the tapping as you saw move, Laura agreed it was definitely the spirit.
Oh, yeah.
I have no doubt about it. The answer part, I couldn't speak. That's with her card. Definitely somebody saying something. So when that happens.
Well, take care, everybody. Okay, get ready. Here I am. Yeah. Block talk, people. We say goodbye to you first.
This show is over, say goodbye.
Take care, everybody. Say goodbye. Bye, everyone. Of course, we're doing this Facebook, folks aren't going away. So. All right. Thank you, blog talkers.